Hi, and welcome to A Life in Equinox, podcast number 3. I'm Univarn. You can find our podcast at univarn.blogspot.com. For those chronologically inclined, podcast number 3 does come after number 2, but before number 4. But since there isn't a number 4 yet, this may be the last one. Dun, dun, dun. If you hear that odd noise, that's actually my lovely sister who's agreed to join me today for this podcast. Lauren, say hi, everybody.
Hello, lovelies.
Lovelies?
You called me lovely. I could call them lovely.
That's cheating. I call you lovely because because I know you. You don't know them. They could be stalkers trying to molest you, you know that.
Okay, don't molest me.
She's 19. She's way over your age limit. Creepy people listening to this. All three of you in your basement. Hi. Alright, so as usual, I'm going to start this off with a little bit of a backstory. There's going to be a little bit of a different flair. I know usually I go do a lot of review talk, but since I have my sister here, and we haven't seen any of the same movies, doing reviews would be kind of odd to do. So, to change this thing up this week, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk kind of a family Christmas special.
Family Christmas special. That doesn't sound like a giant ball of cheese.
Why would you say cheese? Besides, you're echoing me. They can hear me. They have ears.
I like cheese. Leave me alone.
I can't leave you alone now. You started this whole debate, and we have to begin this attack. But we're going to start off with my little nostalgia. My sister's going to have to sort of bear with me. I like to do these on the start of the podcast to sort of give people context for where we've come from, a little bit of our family. Okay. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the year 2001. Now, it was a pretty good year for movies, but most importantly, it was a very good year for our family because Lauren is a huge Harry Potter fanatic, has read all the books, seen all the movies to date, and I was a very big Lord of the Rings fanatic. I had read all those books, and I had seen, I got the chance to see those movies, and they came out the same year, and so we had a bit of a debate. I liked Harry Potter, she liked the Lord of the Rings, but she was in love with Harry Potter.
Obviously, who isn't?
And I was in love with Lord of the Rings, and so we had to go back and forth on that a little bit, fight it out, see who was the winner.
Obviously, I think Harry Potter.
Well, Lord of the Rings, I think, has more Oscars, so I think we won.
Oscars? What is that? Who's Oscar? Who cares?
He's a bald guy who wears this gold suit. A lot of people carry him around. Kind of a midget. I don't know if he should say midget.
Is he naked? I mean, who wants a naked Goldman stalking them, anyways?
I don't know. I think there's some people in Hollywood who would love a naked Goldman stalking them, but then again, those people are a little odd.
I would take him to the pawn shop, okay.
Actually, you know, I think according to the Oscars, that before you're allowed to sell your Oscar, you have to sell it back to them for $1. Like, offer it back to them for $1 before you're allowed to sell it, and they have to decide if they want it back or not.
That's a little strange.
I think so.
What a cheap price, too.
Well, it's like, you win something. It's like, I win this, but it comes with an agreement. What, you can't sell it. But I want to sell it.
I
want to
meet the person that has so many Oscars, they sell them back for $1.
I'll say this much, though. Heath Ledger in A Knight's Tale would not be happy. Because he had to win that stuff and then sell off his gold because he wouldn't have any money otherwise.
That's sad. Poor Heath. Good movie. Another naked man was in that movie.
Paul Bettany. That was sort of like his introduction to the Eastern, Western. Where are we? We're the West, right?
We're the West.
Alright, so way to go us.
We're very geographically inclined.
There we go. Intelligence is optional. Stupidity is a requirement.
It's not a requirement. You just have to have a little fun bone in your body.
You mean like your funny bone?
Funny bone works too.
Oh, that was in the ones that Santa Claus is coming to town? Where the mayor falls down and he hits his funny bone and starts laughing and then he's like, oh, I like Christmas after all. You remember that one?
No, I don't, but I'm sure that was really cheesy and a terrible part of the
movie. That was one of the great, stop motion ones. They show on ABC all the time, and I'm realizing that I'm doing hand gestures, which does absolutely nothing for people listening.
It's entertaining for me. It's like you're cutting onions, mincing them in front of me.
Way to go, Atlanta Braves fans. Wait, did they do anything this year?
Do I watch sports? I don't think so.
Alright, so we don't watch sports, we don't know geography, but we do know Christmas films. Segway plus 2 points.
Yay!
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk a little bit about our Christmas films. I had my sister compile a list of some of her favorite Christmas films, and we can talk about them. And just go ahead and list one for everybody, Lauren.
Well, obviously, everyone loves the Home Alone movies. 1 and 2. Not the 3 and 4. That stupid little kid. That new one, the brunette. What is he?
I don't remember what his name was, but yeah.
Macaulay Culkin is the only
he's
one.
Where it's at?
He's where it's at.
He's at
least,
really...
at least when he was a kid. I don't know about now.
nowadays he's actually dating Mila Kunis. I don't know if you know who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, they're two dating. It's kind of, I don't know, I would never picture that as a couple.
Hey, to each their own. I mean, she's hot for the Home Alone kid. Then, here's to her.
Well, on the bright side, Mila, if you're single anytime soon, my name's Ryan, I live in North Carolina. Hi! As if she's actually listening to this.
Good luck with that, brother. Good luck with that.
Failure. Alright, so, yeah, the Home Alone movies are a lot of fun, though. I mean, they don't teach you good parenting skills.
No, but, well, actually, I mean, you can learn a lesson if you are in an airport, not to leave your son there.
Yeah. Do not trust the obscure relative that's only in the movie for 2 minutes to count the heads of all the children.
Yeah, don't trust that one. You know.
It also teaches kids good military tactics. How to defend their home from...
You know, people. Invaders.
Joe Pesci.
Invaders. Joe Pesci.
Well, what was the other guy? Was it Daniel Stern or something like that was his name? I don't remember his name, but I just thought he was always funnier. The tall, skinny guy with the curly hair.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Especially the scene in the second one where he's in the basement and he, like, electrocutes himself. I always loved that scene.
You couldn't see, but I had a very violent head shake just then.
Yeah. We're very good at this thing. We have so many hand gestures and head movements, it's almost like you could see us if you had the ability to.
Webcam could work, but...
Of course, it would be kind of creepy if they were watching us right now, since we don't have a webcam. You. Some guy's gonna post a comment on this. I can see you. The heck? Alright, I was gonna talk about, since you did one, I'm gonna do one next. And this is one I think really embodies my favorite type of Christmas film. A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's very embodies Christmas. I did like that movie.
It's great. It's got both Halloween and Christmas. It's like a two-for-one deal. You get the best of both.
Who doesn't love skeletons at Christmas time? I mean, ghosts or a Christmas carol.
I didn't even think of it really as a skeleton. I thought about it as Santa's ultimate diet plan.
Santa's ultimate diet plan. That's a pretty good diet if Santa went from that to a skeleton. What the hell did he do?
I don't know.
He must have been Rudolph for a couple of years.
We won't get into the other things Santa may or may not have done in order to garner that weight loss. But on the bright side, the cool thing I thought about Nightmare Before Christmas is that it really utilizes visuals.
Yeah.
Henry Selick, who was the director, and Tim Burton was the, I think, executive producer or something like that. It's just like, I really like that stop-motion look.
Yeah.
It's a little bit jerky at times, but it allows you, in a sense, to do things that, I don't know, it makes it feel more real, because when that arm comes off, it actually comes off, you know, it's not a computer graphic, the arm coming off. And, you know, when they carry their arm, they're literally carrying the arm, it's not a computer holding the arm, so there's sort of a little romanticism to that.
Yeah, I just think it looks cooler. It looks like something I could not do, but if I really got bored, I could make them, and I like that idea.
Remind me to show you one day, and I don't know if I can, I know This Time It Will Be Different's blog has this on his, so you can go check this out. They have a Lego Matrix, the sort of classic scene of the Matrix when they're on the rooftop and he did the shot and he does like the bullet time thing,
you know,
and he bends backwards. They actually have that, and a guy did it via stop motion through Legos, step by step, and he sort of rebuilt that entire scene.
That must have taken him a whole lot of time.
When you think about it, you have to do every single little step and every little emotion. You have to change the head for.
Because it's so slow, it's like whoosh. In Lego form, these don't even bend. You have to bend them. He must have had, like, a lighter. Melted them. Slowly.
I'll have to show it to you. You have to remind me of that. Alright, what's next on your list?
Polar Express.
That one came out really recently. I thought it was, like, the last couple years. But that was...
It was a few years ago.
That even made my top 10 of the favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, the top 10. How prestigious.
Yeah, top 10 with me. That's sort of like... I don't know, it's not even like winning anything, you're just sort of like, yay!
They can get an imaginary naked golden midget.
Woohoo! For political correctness. We're gonna lose all the points.
Who's keeping track, really?
Yeah, our four listeners. Sorry for all the little people out there, we're just really stupid. But we're gonna go back to Polar Express, because I love that. I really liked the musical score for it, too.
The music was good. Tom Hanks was good. Who doesn't love Tom Hanks?
He plays like 40 characters in that movie,
I know, that's great. He does.
He was
like,
Santa, the conductor.
Super Tom Hanks. I mean, I'm already a big Tom Hanks fan, no pun intended, but...
Wait, I don't get how that's a pun.
Because he did Big.
Oh, God.
The movie.
Oh, victory for Lauren. Minus one for Ryan on the bad movie reference. Wait a minute.
Okay, well.
He also was Santa Claus, so you could be Big twice.
Mm. Well, either way, I love Tom Hanks. Okay. And
my turn, yay! Thunderous applause from the peanut gallery. Or just a gallery that's filled with peanuts because nobody's there, really.
Who likes peanuts?
I like peanuts. What's wrong with your problem with peanuts? You prejudiced.
Yeah, obviously. Peanuts. Prejudice.
There you go. Okay. I have one. This one, I think, sort of holds a candle for our family because we don't have a lot of Christmas traditions. Basically, our only Christmas tradition is begging and questioning and debating who got more presents than the other one.
Oh, that's true. And, well, we do go look around at lights sometimes.
Yeah, we do look at lights sometimes. We do the luminaries every once in a while, but I think they've already done that this year. Or have they?
Did they?
I don't know.
I think they're supposed to do it around the 20th. Like, that matters. Anyways.
But I think one movie that really sort of embodies us as a family is Christmas Vacation.
Christmas National Lampoon.
There you go, with Chevy Chase and Randy Quaid. We've watched that movie somewhere in the range of like 5,000 times as a family.
I grew old of that, I think, when I was 14.
Come on. You hate Christmas Vacation?
I don't hate Christmas.
Why do you hate America?
So anyways, yes, this movie. Right.
I think it's just really funny. It's stupid funny, and that's what makes it work. Because I think Christmas time is always a little stupid. Something always goes wrong.
Of course it does.
And of course, in this movie, everything goes wrong. And I think it just sort of, it makes it more fun, in a sense. A lot more realistic.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny. I liked it, you know. Humor. Ha ha ha. It was
but
good
the scene,
at that.
There's a great one, the scene where Clark comes out of the house and he sees his cousin Eddie sit there with a sewage pump from his RV, just dumping it into the... And it's, like, radioactive, and the sewage was, like, radiating green the entire film, and then he had the big explosion at the end, but...
Did the Christmas tree catch on fire?
Yeah, I think so.
And there's
they
a
had, like,
squirrel.
A raccoon, a squirrel.
Squirrel.
I think it was a squirrel, or a raccoon. One
I
of the
like that
squirrel.
Part. The evil squirrel.
And you had the dog chasing the cat.
Oh, yes.
Of course, that doesn't happen. We have a lot of animals. We have 3 dogs and 2 cats, and very little chasing.
I don't have any dogs. I only have 2 cats. I'm sorry.
I didn't realize you were so prestigious about your cats.
I'm not prestigious. They're the only real animals. Dogs don't count.
That's horrible. All you dog lovers out there, send emails to Lauren. I don't know where your email is off the top of my head. Like,
don't put my name out there. There's 3 rapists. They're going to get me.
They're not going to get you. They don't want you. I'll throw you back.
They can't see me, so it's all good.
There you go. Google it. Alright, so what's next on your list?
A Miser Brothers Christmas.
What is that?
It's that claymation movie that they always play on ABC Family with the snow guy and the fire guy, and they're like, rawr, I hate each other, and they're like battling, and it's all clay, and it's a good movie. I like it.
I'll accept that. Interesting. I've probably seen it 100 times, and I just don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember that much about, like, the actual plot. I just love those two characters, and, like, Father Time in it, and the style of it, and the old claymation.
Kind of reminds me of the one I was talking about earlier, Santa Claus Comes to Town, where they do that walking scene, put one foot in front of the other song. I always liked that song. Don't ask me why. Like, the guy had a card, and he couldn't walk, and, aww. Oh, cheesy stupidity,
cheesy
right?
Cheesy stupidity.
All right, next on my list would be Miracle on 34th Street. The original with Natalie Wood as the young kid, and when the post office still counted.
See, I never got to watch that movie, so I can't.
You never saw that?
No.
I know you saw the remake with Richard Attenborough as Santa Claus. And
maybe.
It was like, the remake's in color, and the only thing that really annoyed me about the remake is they changed the ending, because at the time, at the original one, the post office was still a government, federal run, or whatever it is. And in the remake, it wasn't the case, so they couldn't use the post office as a government-recognized form of communication. And so they had to change it, and what they did was something with, like, a dollar bill, and the fact that it has under In God We Trust or whatever on it. And it was like, so because we trust in God, he has to be Santa Claus? I'm confused. I don't understand. What happened to my Santa Claus?
Poor Santa.
But the original 34th Street is just so much fun. And then at the ending, she gets the house, and she gets the family, and it's all, aww. Oh, it has to be necessary.
The only thing, isn't that the every time a bell rings, an angel gets...
No, that's It's a Wonderful Life.
That's a wonderful... Well, I haven't seen that one either, so it's okay.
Yes, you have.
I have not seen either of those movies.
Oh my god. It's horrible. I also found out, like, right before we went on today, that she hasn't seen the original Iron Man.
Just remember that this is my brother, and this is his fault, so...
It's not my fault.
It's completely your fault.
It's entirely your fault for not having seen these great American classics. Great. Smiley face, wink, and a thumbs up. I described what I was doing so that they could envision it.
Yeah.
With my awesome sexiness.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh. I mean, man, to be your sister just sucks.
Yeah, no, nobody ever looks at you when we go out. We'll talk about, what's your next movie on your list? Go ahead. We'll
Frosty the Snowman.
Ah, yes. You can't go wrong with Frosty the Snowman.
They tried to do the cartoon one? Yes, of course the cartoon
one. Not the Jack Frost one with Michael Keaton.
No. Frosty the Snowman. Cartoon. Frosty the Snowman. You know the song. You know.
Yeah, they can't hear you lying because you apparently decided to whisper.
I whispered then and they could hear me.
I hope they didn't hear what you said, though, because if they did, I might have to question the insanity of our viewers. Well, our listeners, not viewers, because they can't say anything, as we've mentioned about 30 times before. Welcome to the Redundant Podcast. I'm Ryan, and this is my sister, Lauren. Smile, because they still can't see us.
Smile noise there. Alright.
And a noise. Smile plus noise.
Frosty?
I think right now people are sitting there watching this going, these two people are crazy.
You know, they can't even be watching this. They're listening to this.
I did it again, didn't I? Oh.
We're just visual people here.
I'll edit this whole thing down in about 30 seconds.
What? No. Alright,
what'd you think of Christmas? Good. Go. Click.
I liked it. Frosty, Snowman, Polar, Express, Home Alone, done. Good stuff.
Booyah.
Done.
Alright, but Frosty the Snowman I think's great. You can't...
It's classic.
It's got that good Christmas spirit, that upbeat, you know, it has a little bit of sadness, because what happens if the sun comes and snow goes away and then he melts and all?
But of course,
can't happen because he gets put in a freezer. I don't remember what
you
happens.
You can freeze Frosty. Frozen Frosty all year long. Just open up your fridge. But don't drink the ice cream, because it's not actually ice cream, it's Frosty the Snowman.
Well... I don't think you could beat our podcast. I mean, we've got education here and stupidity. I mean, we're doing both at the same time. It's quite amazing.
True.
Okay, next on my list is actually a movie we just mentioned, but Lauren hasn't seen. It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart, who I idolize beyond all acknowledgement, comparison, or discussion.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to listen to it.
Oh, God.
Just kidding.
Beanie. I mean, one of the things I like about It's a Wonderful Life is it's not necessarily a film about Christmas so much as it is about discovering yourself. The man struggles because he's in a life that he's not the one he envisioned, really. I mean, his brother's sort of living his life. Yeah. Alright, don't go getting philosophical on us.
Oh, you know.
If I can remember words. Which I apparently can't today.
That's okay, you know. Who needs words?
Humans. To communicate. I mean, it makes podcasts of just like clunking sounds from us hitting each other on the head for 30 minutes.
I haven't hit you in the head yet. Okay,
Oh! If you weren't listening or watching or whatever you're doing, I'm at this point, I don't even really know what you're doing right now. You probably turned this off, to be honest.
Oh, who would turn this off with a lovely voice like mine to listen to?
Sane people. Hi!
They still can't see you, no matter how many times you look and wave at the TV, the computer screen.
But they can see me. They can see me in their minds. It's magic.
Maybe it's better.
You don't believe in the Christmas spirit. That's your problem.
You told me he wasn't real.
I didn't tell you Santa wasn't real, did I?
No, I think it's a neighbor. Stupid neighbor kids. No, but it took me, you lied to me a lot, though. I mean, it took a lot of convincing to get me. He told me he could turn into anything, that Santa.
I probably told you that, yeah.
I remember, I was standing at the top of the top of the stairs, because I was going to spy on Santa. I always wanted to spy on Santa. Well, you're like, Lauren.
We actually have one real good Santa story, I think. There's that, when we were in 98, when we went up to Grandmother and Granddad's house.
Uh-huh.
And we had sort of all the family, all of our cousins and aunts and uncles were there.
But, oh, there's like 10 of us.
Well, we have a small-ish family at the time. Now it's much bigger because we're the only kids who don't have kids.
Because they all had babies or adopted or something. They're
weird. Well, anyway, they're all like 10 years older than us.
That's true.
We're sort of the runts of the family.
We're the runts of the family. That's okay because We're the best ones.
Yeah, yeah, we're the pretty ones.
We are the pretty ones.
Take that, cousins and nephews who may or may not be listening to this.
I don't think they're listening.
Well, we don't have any nephews. So I don't know why I said nephews, because you'd have to have children for me to have a nephew. Huh.
Well, I'll start working on that.
I got some niece and... yeah, that's a
nephew. Don't get any ideas, you people.
But we had one story in which... I remember this quite clearly. It was... We went on a walk out of the snow, because it snows, because our grandparents are from Mount Shasta, California, which is way up there, near a mountain named Shasta. Shocker.
It's cold.
Spoiler alert!
It's really cold. There's snow. It's hard to understand.
We were talking about the... Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
We're on the walk.
Yeah, we go on a walk, because the parents give us a hint, sort of like, you kids should go on a walk, you know? It's Christmas Eve. They're giving that sort of nudge, you know, Santa might come while you're out walking type of thing.
Because it was like midnight. We never go to sleep.
No, and we go on the walk. And
to
we're
look
our,
for Santa.
To look for Santa. And as we're walking down, a shooting star actually goes over our heads. And I don't remember which one of our...
Brandy.
I think it was probably Brandy.
It was Brandy.
Quick thinking, just like that, said, it's Santa's here! He just left! Quick, run back to the house! And me and Lauren were at the time were the only ones who really believed in Santa, because I think I was 9, going on 10, 11-ish. You were about 8, 7.
That was, like, a defining moment for me. Like, really? I didn't really believe in Santa until I saw him go by in the sky. How could you deny that?
There you go. And we ran back to the house, and our presents were waiting there from Santa, and we were like, ah!
Yeah, I got that little puppy, the stuffed puppy that licks your face. I don't know why I really wanted that. Who wants a fake stuffed animal to lick you? But...
Well, I mean,
you don't want
a real animal to lick you, though, because they're pretty disgusting, too.
Yeah, ask
me. I got a Nintendo 64, because I remember that Christmas quite well.
Yeah, well, I got a Nintendo 64 now.
Yeah. In case you're wondering why, it's because all of my games became... Lauren games, when I was done with them. Or when she just decided that I was done with them. Whichever one came first.
Another wink, smile, and a thumbs up to you.
Dang right. Alright, so I think that's enough about do it. I hope we actually said something you can understand.
Or enjoy and relish for many Christmases to come. You can
make this part of your Christmas tradition. Just listening to how
it's a great,
many random things we say.
Great tradition. Get some ideas. Make fake shooting stars to trick your family into believing in Santa, too.
It wasn't a fake one.
No, but, like, I mean, they can't really, like, summon a falling star whenever they want one.
That's what made the fence so special. How would you do it? Like, throw a flashlight across the room when they're not looking?
How about you watch the Weather Channel for, meteor showers. That's a good one.
There you go. And then you drive out to the middle of nowhere and like, come on, we have to get Santa. I don't care if it's August.
He's dropping all of his toys. Look at them all fall from the sky.
Your kid's in the backseat crying. There you go, Mommy.
All the poor little children in Africa.
All right, on these positive notes, I think we're going to have to wrap this up. I do want to say one thing, that there's not going to be a podcast next week. Because it's Christmas, and it's my sister's birthday, so everyone at home, say happy birthday, Lauren.
Send me chocolate.
Alright, we're going to assume, sort of that during time, everyone who's listening to this, still, I'm sorry, said happy birthday to Lauren. And if you didn't, you just have to ask yourself a question. Why are you so mean? I mean, really. We're just here having fun, rambling, nobody has any idea what we're doing, we're just going
I'm
on about
mean.
Stuff.
I'm not nice, mean. I'm a good person. I am a good person.
Yeah. All right, there you go, you have it. Straight from us to you, because you're the only person listening, I think. All right, this about wraps it up. Thank you all very much for listening. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and if you don't celebrate Christmas, have a happy holiday, and if you don't celebrate anything, happy free days off of work.
Woo!
That should always be celebrated, shouldn't it?
I think so, but we said bye like 5,000 times now. We should probably actually do that.
No, we can't say goodbye. We can't let them go. I mean, we're losing them. How are we ever going to
express our love to them? We lost them 20 minutes ago.
That's totally true. All right. If you want to listen to any of my other podcasts, which aren't quite this random, they're a little bit more straightforward, you can go to univarn.blogspot.com. And if you want to see my sister, you can probably look her up on Facebook, but I don't think she'll add you.
No.
Because she'll be a creepy, weird guy adding her on Facebook.
Really creepy, weird guy. But, I mean, you can still wish me happy birthday.
There you go. Everyone say happy birthday in a comment.
Happy birthday to love.